Good evening. This is Gary Black with the KUAC News Minor Update. Alaska's congressional delegation is praising the Senate Energy and Natural Resources Committee's decision to approve drilling and oil exploration inside the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge. Republican Senator Lisa Murkowski, chairwoman of the panel discussing the issue, called the vote a great step forward for the project. She said, "Opening a small part of the non-wilderness 1002 area for responsible energy development will create thousands of good jobs, keep energy affordable for families and businesses, ensure a steady long-term supply of American energy, generate new wealth, reduce the federal deficit, and strengthen our national security." Republican Senator Dan Sullivan echoed Murkowski's sentiments, agreeing it was an important step in the process. Sullivan also said he appreciated Murkowski's leadership on this issue and within the panel. Republican Representative Don Young also thanked Murkowski. Young has been pushing for development in this area of Alaska since taking office in 1973. The legislation, voted through the Senate Energy and Natural Resource Committee in a 13-10 vote, authorizes limited oil exploration and development on 2,000 acres in the non-wilderness portion of ANWR, known as the 1002 area. The Congressional Budget Office estimates the legislation will raise nearly $1.1 billion over the next 10-year budget window. The vote came Thursday in the U.S. Capitol. About 70 people turned out Thursday night for a meeting in Fairbanks to talk about the proposed Ambler Road project. That's the 211-mile, two-lane gravel roadway the Alaska Industrial Development and Export Authority is proposing to build from the Dalton Highway to a mineral-rich site near the village of Ambler in northwest Alaska. Backers of the project say it'll create jobs and bring other economic benefits. Opponents claim it will bring pollution, disrupt habitat, and harm subsistence lifestyles. KUAC's Tim Ellis reports.
The crowd in the Wedgewood Resort Borealis Ballroom grew boisterous as they waited for the meeting on the Ambler Road project to begin. Michelle Moses is second chief of the Alatna Tribal Council, and she says she came to share her concern the project would harm the land around her community.
We want to protect this pristine environment.
Next to Moses was Harold David, second chief of the Allakaket Tribal Council. He came to tell federal officials conducting the so-called scoping meeting that the road the Alaska Industrial Development and Export Authority, or ADA, wants to build will reduce the number of moose and caribou his community needs to subsist.
Yeah, I get 100% of my food out of the land. And clean water is very important.
Julia Mickley with the Northern Alaska Environmental Center says those are common concerns that have been voiced repeatedly by Native people who've spoken during meetings held this week and earlier this year.
It is time for ADA and the state to listen to the people of the region and stop the project. People are very concerned about impacts to subsistence and their way of life.
Others at the meeting worried about ADA's plan to pay for the $350 million project and the $10 million in annual maintenance and operations costs. Anna Plager is a Fairbanks resident who lived in Ambler back in the 1970s, and she worries the state might get stuck paying the tab.
ADA would be on the hook if the mining companies, for some reason, they can't afford to maintain the road or whatever. Whose responsibility would that be? It would still be on the state, and it would come out of our pockets.
Most of those at Thursday's meeting expressed similar concerns, but several others told the panel of federal officials who've convened the meetings that they support the road and the proposed copper mining project that it would lead to, including Wilmer Beatus, who lives in Hughes, a village on the Koyukuk River about 50 miles southwest of Allakaket.
We are for the Ambler Road. We're pro-development. I think it'll create a lot of jobs for our people, high unemployment rate out there, and it'll help our community very much.
And Dave Prusak of Fairbanks says he thinks the issues raised by project opponents will be allayed through state and federal responses to the comments provided during the scoping meetings that are held as part of the Federal Environmental Impact Statement, or EIS, process.
I'm confident that in the EIS process, a lot of the concerns that people were concerned about and talking about are going to be addressed.
Seven more scoping meetings on the road project are scheduled, including tonight's in Wiseman and Monday's in Anchorage. After Thanksgiving, meetings will resume in western Alaska communities, including Kotzebue and Ambler, through December 12th. The BLM will continue accepting written comments till the end of January. Then that input will be used to generate a draft environmental impact statement around March of 2019, a final EIS at the end of 2019, and possibly a final decision in early 2020. In Fairbanks, I'm Tim Ellis.
And finally tonight, the Dalton Highway is blocked by an accident between mileposts 2 and 3. The Alaska Department of Transportation reports that a truck is across the road north of the Dalton's junction with the Elliott Highway near Livengood. A DOT announcement says it is unclear how long it will take to remove the truck and advises drivers to slow down and be prepared to stop at the accident site. DOT also reports poor driving conditions in the area, including packed snow, icy patches, and potholes. And for more on tonight's stories or others, visit KUAC.org or Newsminer.com. I am Gary Black.